This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The Taliban killed 126 members of the Afghan security forces inside a military compound in central Maidan Wardak province on Monday. That according to a senior defense official. The official said the assault began on Monday morning when the attackers rammed a car full of explosives through a military checkpoint and detonated the vehicle inside the campus of the National Directorate of Security Forces Training Center in Maidan Shar. An Islamic State suicide bomber targeted a joint convoy of U.S. and allied Kurdish forces in northern Syria on Monday. This was the second attack against U.S. troops in less than a week. A U.S. military spokesperson said there were no casualties among the U.S.-led coalition members. Monday's attack came days after a suicide attack killed 16 people, including two U.S. service members and two American civilians in the northern Syrian town of Manbij. Prime Minister Theresa May has rejected calls to delay Britain's departure from the European Union. She said her plan B was to get her rejected Brexit deal approved by Parliament after securing changes to a contentious Irish border measure. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Observers believe the Prime Minister's new plan will look a lot like the old one decisively rejected by Parliament last week, although May could seek alterations to its most contentious section, an insurance policy to guarantee an open Irish border after Brexit. But the EU has insisted it will not renegotiate the withdrawal agreement. Britain's embattled leader also faces a fight with lawmakers who are trying to use amendments to rule out the possibility of Britain leaving the EU without a deal. They will vote on May's Plan B on January 29. Charles de Ledesma, London.
This is VOA News. The U.S. government has now been partially shut down for 31 days. The Senate's Republican leader is preparing a vote on a proposal that President Donald Trump is calling a compromise. It would provide 3 years of protection against deportation for hundreds of thousands of immigrants who came to the country illegally when they were children, in return for the $5.7 billion in funding he wants to build a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. Vice President Mike Pence.
The president said, look, we want to put it all on the table. In a very real sense, what President Trump did here was he set the table for a deal that will address the crisis on our border, secure our border, and give us a pathway to reopen.
Okay.
Democrats say the border wall is an ineffective and expensive security solution. They want President Trump and Republicans to again agree to reopen the government and then discuss other border security initiatives. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff.
I think the vice president and president know that what the president announced yesterday was not going to go anywhere. It wasn't really intended to. It was an effort to prop up the president's sagging poll numbers. But it did nothing to get us closer to ending the shutdown.
While the shutdown continues, about 800,000 government workers are either continuing their jobs without pay or have been furloughed. The United States has called on Russia on Monday to destroy a new cruise missile system, which it said was a direct and continuing violation of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Robert Wood, the U.S. disarmament ambassador, spoke to the UN-sponsored conference on disarmament.
Unfortunately, the United States increasingly finds that Russia cannot be trusted to comply with its arms control obligations and that its coercive and malign actions around the globe have increased tensions.
Wood said Russia has flight tested an illegal missile and taken no concrete steps to return to compliance with the INF Pact. He reiterated that it was the plan of President Trump's administration to withdraw from the 1987 Pact in early February. Russia's deputy permanent representative for disarmament affairs said his country will not yield to any ultimatums when the missile doesn't fall within the range of the treaty. The number of people killed in a gasoline pipeline explosion in central Mexico rose to 89 on Monday. That's according to the country's health minister. He also said there were 51 people injured. The Pope is now using an app to connect to young people across the globe ahead of World Youth Day this week. During prayer at the Vatican Sunday, Pope Francis launched his own user profile on Click to Pray, the official app of the Vatican's worldwide prayer network. We have more stories on VOANews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.